now. Appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for holding. Is this Max?
Yep.
Hey, Max. How's it going, man? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, it's Monday, back on the grind. You guys are in Vancouver, Washington. I'm actually from Monroe. I don't know if you know it, since Snohomish County.
Yeah, I know Monroe. We're just registered in Vancouver. We're not from Vancouver.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I figured. So, yeah, I went to high school there. I actually lived on Testa Road, the one that the high school was on.
Yeah, Monroe's a cool little area.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I haven't been there for a long time, but yeah, it's a beautiful place. So let me just confirm a couple things. So for service area, now you put 100 miles, obviously, for commercial work, but for, like, Google, right, these type of clients, right, for, like, homeowners, things like that, maybe smaller businesses, is 50 miles okay, or do you want it to go up to 100 miles?
Less miles is fine for residential. We'd like to keep it in, like, a 20-mile radius, but...
Oh, okay. Can do. Yeah, that's not a problem. We can have 20 even specific zip codes if you want. No problem there. Now, I usually like to just start off asking if you have any questions about the program itself or, like, how it works in general before I kind of hop into everything.
I mean, yeah. Ask your compatriot, basically, is, like, down to brass tacks.
Right.
I don't understand why you guys are any different than a regular SEO style firm. I've had lots of calls from lots of places.
Right.
And I'm not really doing it. It can be tricky with cash flow. And also, I don't know, the timing is weird because we're going into winter, so...
Right.
If you do a lot of exterior contracting work, people are less likely to ask you to work, which is also when you need to find more work. But it seems like a strange idea to pay to get more work when people aren't really looking to have work done. So it's...
Well, that's not always the case. I mean, some people actually use this to keep work coming in during the winter, but of course it's subjective, of course, in different areas that can be understood. Now, as for us as a company, because I know you asked of how we're different and everything. Now, I'll tell you some facts and then kind of go into how we're different. So first, we've been in business like 18 years, right? Going on 19, I think. And I have almost about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. Now, I'm going to send you a link. It's going to come in a text. You can actually see this on our website. So you can see our partnership with Google. We've been a partner of Google since 2004. It'll actually navigate you to Google's website there. If you click on their logo, you actually see our partnership, our accreditation, and all that good stuff. Now, as for the pricing, you'll see there, that's obviously our full pricing. I'm going to put you on a credit since you guys are on that new in business credit. So that's going to get you down somewhere for 50 miles. You're probably looking at, so the initial payment would be $348, and then every month after that, you're looking at $249. Because the initial payment would include your onboarding and programming, which, if you needed, it would include a fully functional website. But I think you guys already have one, if I'm looking at it right now. Is that right?
My website is basically just a business card.
Because we could put, like, some person, exactly, some more bells and whistles. Now, as for what's included, so you're on the first page of Google, of course, Bing, Yahoo, anyone that searches for any of those services. And also at the same time, on any directory you can think of, even voice-activated searches like Alexa, sponsored Facebook ads, you'd even have a tracking system with an app on your phone where you can see everything in real time, you know, the calls where you can make suggestions. You have a tech team who's running everything Monday through Friday if you want to run a new promotion that month or change content, keywords, you know, anything like that. Now, one of the main differences is we'll make sure, like say we signed you up, we won't work with anyone else in your area who's doing the same thing, right, using those same keywords to make sure you get the most amount of traction and the most amount of calls. So what that also means is, you know, once we fill the listing, you know, that's it. We won't sign anyone else up within your area, right, for that keyword. So it's not like the Angies and the home advisors where the lead gets sent to your competition, right? Kind of a race to get to the client first. And whether you get the job or not, you're still paying for every lead that comes in, right? Whether it's good or bad. Now, at the same time, there's some exclusivity to the leads. You can cherry pick the business you want. And of course, at the same time, you're getting a living, breathing person, right, who's calling you directly. So much more of a probability there's a job on the other end of the call, which in the end is what we want it to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I always have a hard time with these calls.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I don't understand why. Because I've done a lot of sales training, and you guys all have scripts. Your script is really good, but...
Oh, actually, I don't use one. Yeah, I don't use one. I do that on purpose because I feel like it's just very robotic. I just learn what I need to about what we offer, and then I just present it in a way that I think is just logical.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean it's essentially a script, right? But, I mean, if you do something... I used to work for a large general contractor, and we would do safety orientations. You say with some guys, their safety orientation is even blonde, and you want to kill yourself afterward, or you say with someone cool, and then do the whole thing in 2 minutes.
Right. It's a little bit more pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, it learns right. Like a paraphrase.
For sure.
It doesn't make any sense from a business standpoint that you guys would be like filling a hole that you're only going to spell that to me. Like, I don't understand because Town Square. There's fucking like 5 other companies that have.
Or Ad IQ. Yes. Now, it's not surprising you would get calls from them during the same time when that listing is open, of course. But with this is an opening within our company, right? It's not Google itself, right? It's within our company because we're a partner of.
I don't understand that. What's the incentivization for you guys to get less business? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Well, the reason that Google does that, because it's a strict Google guideline as well, is because they know about Angie's, Home Advisor, the ones that give your leads to the competition, and you end up just going through an experience that you pretty much just went through with them, right? So that's why they made Google Guaranteed, right? It's another service that's very similar to them, only the leads are more vetted. They make sure that the calls are legit and you're not just getting charged for everything. So a lot of these services are made just, you know, customer friendly. So that's one reason they do stuff like that, is to make sure that you actually get the amount of calls that we're telling you you're going to get. Otherwise, I mean, you saw what happened, right, with the Angies and that kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty, I mean, straightforward and honest about it, though, at least now. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, after millions of dollars in lawsuits, I guess they kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, I think they're still doing some kind of sketchy shit.
Oh, for sure. No, I hear it every day from people who have signed up with them recently, you know, not so recently. I hear it all the time. So I get it. That's what I mean.
I think if you don't suck at your job, I've gotten enough. I've made money on Angie's List easily because you can try to sell someone a service or you can try to fix their problem. And by actually fixing people's problems and actually talking them out of work, I've probably made a lot more money than I've put into it. But if someone's like calling you to fix a fence, then you're probably just fixing that fence, right? But.
Right.
So you guys could be doing this with a knitting company or a fence service or
multitudes of different services. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is for anyone who searches a company on Google without respect to what it is, right?
Yeah. So if it was, you know, say Vancouver for, you know, contractor or, you know, landscaping. As long as it's within the radius we set up for you, you're going to pop up within eyeshot. So it's just keywords, right? We just make sure if they're searching for a service or any those services that you provide in that area, say 50 miles, you'll pop up. And not just on Google, but all the most popular search engines and directories. Even if they did a voice-activated search or were looking on their phone, their mobile tablet, you know, anything at all. So we just make it convenient to find you. And also to call you directly instead of it going through like a third-party service. So that way it's just a flat fee and not your account getting pinged every time some lead comes in. God knows what it is, right?
Right. So I guess I don't understand what Google Guaranteed is. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that? Okay, so with that, basically it is a pay-per-lead service similar to that, only instead of it being like whatever comes in, who knows, they make sure to record the calls to make sure that they're actually, you know, if it's not a spam call or someone trying to sell you something or whatever, then they'll refund those in a reasonable amount of time. Also, you get up to $2,000 of coverage from Google for each client as well. I mean, they back you up all the way, and you're Google guaranteed, so they actually verify the company, and that's actually put there on Google so people see your license insured, you know, Google, like, gives you the green check, you know, so to speak. And then also, there's usually just a budget per month, right? It ranges, obviously, but you have a budget that if you exhaust the budget, they refill it. But if you want to pause it, it stays on pause. They don't charge you, and so you put it back on. So it doesn't, you know, run out until you want it to. So there's a lot more control over it than with the Angies. And it's more vetted, obviously.
So
yeah, a lot of people like that too. That's a good one too.
You guys got a bunch of different package levels, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So the one I gave to you is like pretty much entry level, right? I mean, that gives us pretty much everything that we offer except for Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Now, the Google Ads is the one that would go up to 100 miles. That's why the pricing tiers are different. And then Google Guaranteed, you have a $250, like, application fee, right? Because they do need to do a background check. Also, you know, if you're licensed and insured, we need all that information. Then once that gets approved, then they can kind of set up a budget for you and get you moving. And then when the one I'm explaining, it's just like organic, right? Like the SEO, like we were talking about originally. So we can offer both. They do have packages that include both. But the one I was quoting you, that one is basically everything we offer except the two, Google Guaranteed and the Google Ads. So it's more bang for your buck, actually, because the pricing is more reasonable, I guess you could put it that way. Because with the Google Ads, it's $4.49. So it's a little bit more. And you'd get up to 100 miles, but it sounds like 50 miles would be just fine for you, right?
Yeah, 100 miles is super far to travel.
That's crazy. Right.
Go,
yeah.
Like, so it's not like you can go up and do something.
Right. It's more like for roofers or, you know, people, truckers, things that they go cross country, you know. But no, for this, yeah, I think the one I quoted you would be good. And then, obviously, there is Google Guaranteed in the future if you wanted to, you know, of course. That's what we do month to month, too. You can upgrade, change at any time. Makes more sense that way. So, I mean, did that raise up any questions about it, how it works or the pricing, anything? Sorry, you were cutting out there. One more time?
No, I'm just reading your website.
Okay. And then the address I saw listed, I think it's from your home advisor, the 9407 Northeast Vancouver Mall Drive. Is that still current?
Yeah, that's where we're registered, but that's not where we work.
Okay, so you'd want the ping from a different area.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So basically the process is we just go through the keywords. You can have 15. And then with the areas, you can have 12 cities or even 4 counties if you wanted, or zip codes, 12 zip codes. Then, of course, you know, the keywords you want to show up for, basic info, like how you'd like it to appear on the Google profile.
So what happens?
And that's Seattle. Mm-hmm.
If you're month to month, or you guys set this up for, what did you say, 4 months, then what happens to all these services? Let's just say it worked really well, and that was the Kickstarter we needed. Well, I mean, we're fine, but that was just kickstarted but us and it became
I see what
like,
you
so
mean.
We just
yeah.
So what do you do after 4 months when you basically like you have do you lose your Google listing spot because you're not paying for it anymore?
So everything else would be yours. The only thing that wouldn't be optimized is your placement. So you still have your Google Business Profile. You still have all these, you know, listings that we created. The only thing is obviously we're not going to optimize and keep you up on the first page. That's the only difference. All these other profiles that we're creating, they're still yours, right? Still your Facebook, your, right? We just wouldn't have any admin access anymore. So the only difference would just be the search engine optimization wouldn't be performed after that. But everything else, yeah, still yours. That's what we also do month to month, right? Because you can cancel at any time. You can upgrade. If you like it, you don't like it, right? As opposed to being locked in a contract and, well, if you worked with Angie's, you probably know what I mean, right?
Well, I've never tried to get out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because typically I think that's at least my experience, what I heard is they do contract, right? At least the paper list, maybe not the month. They also have a month-to-month thing too, but I don't know which one you were on.
I just said you can do like $300 at least a month or something, and then you learn really fast. You have to fucking watch them because they will send you a lot of
yeah.
leads. That's not a problem. It's just you can blow $300 in like a week easily in fucking 2 days.
Right. That's what a lot of people, yeah, kind of more lean towards this after they've worked with them because it adds up fast, right? Those lead fees. And sometimes you don't really know if it's a quality lead or not, and then you still got charged. With this, at least you know what you're getting. You can budget it too. And then, like I said, so there is a website included if you wanted to upgrade. If not, we can run traffic and analytics on your already existing site. But that's totally up to you. It's included, so I figure why not.
How good are your included websites?
They're really good. I'll even send you, let me send you this. I'm going to send you a text, okay? It's going to have like a mock website. And I think it's a landscaping for the mock one, but obviously it's just to kind of check it out. So one second. Website. There it is. Okay, so you should see the text come through now. Let me know when you see that. So you'd be able to have your own pictures, content. You can have, you know, the color schemes, however you like. You can even have scheduling and billing for clients. That way you can get a new demographic of online clients who contact you through your site as well. And so we get an approval from you on everything, right? So obviously it'll look a little different because it'll be up to your recommendation. You got the text, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the URL for the website you do have now?
It's SEABELLEGCS.com. It's very hard to make a website out of Seattle and Bellevue.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I see why you did that. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. It's like a business card. Yep. That's exactly what that is. Okay. So, yeah, we can get you, obviously, we'll include that information, but it'll be like, you know, more bells and whistles.
So.
But you obviously do own the URL, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So we can do that. You had a question?
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, like, I don't mind paying for services all that much. It's kind of like, it's nice to go out to a bar and have some drinks that you know you could have made at home. Probably not as good, but if you're going to go out to the bar and drink.
I feel that. Yes, I totally understand that.
You might have,
yeah.
You might have to save the money.
I like that analogy, yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
got you.
I'm not against doing this all the way, but I'm wondering, when you go to a bar and you buy that $6 Coors that you know is a $2 beer.
Right.
Well, if I was just better at life and I just did my own SEO, how much would it cost me to stay optimized versus what you guys are offering, knowing I'm going to pay for your effort, right?
I guess it comes down to these services exist because of the expedited process, because typically to do it yourself, it would probably, I mean, obviously if you didn't put all your focus in it all the time, which would be hard with a business, I would imagine, you're looking probably like 6 months to a year. That's somewhere in there. With most companies, you're looking at 4 to 6 months. Now with us, because we've been around since, you know, almost 20 years, and we have a longstanding relationship with Google, us, it's only about 30 to 45 days. We do up to 100 man hours, well, at least the technician does, within the first week, right? So they get you up on pretty much any directory and search engine, website, all this, within 2 weeks, they have most of it done. So that, I would say the expedited part, like I said, is the main part of it. And obviously having a tech team running these ads and stuff is gonna, you know, yield more right jobs than if someone, you know, who was stepping into it new and like learning it, right? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I like your analogy though, better at life and being able to, that's funny. But yeah, but essentially that's what it is. Just expediting the process and then optimizing it to it at a professional level, right? Because these are Google technicians, or at least they trained with Google technicians, right? So they know what they're doing.
Right. Okay.
So what do you think? At least worth giving it a try, right?
I don't know. So it takes some sort of startup cost, and it takes at least a month to see really any meaningful results.
Full results in 30 to 40, yeah, I'd say. But within 2 weeks, you're still going to be seeing jobs, especially if it's general contractor, these type of jobs. We do see, especially with the Facebook ads, we do yield something within the first couple weeks or few weeks because of those. Because we do get all your ads and everything else set up within 2 weeks.
Does that mean I need a Facebook page for my business, or do you guys run ads that just reroute them to the website?
So we actually, if you don't already have a business page, we would optimize a business page and run the ads if needed. If you already have a business page, though, we can just run the ads from there. It's really just dependent upon if you have one already or not.
Is this something you would recommend?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. One of our highest, like the conversion rates besides the Google listing is Facebook. So yes, definitely. And as long as you have a personal Facebook, they can build that for you. What was that? It's a dangerous place? The Facebook, you mean? Like the marketplace?
Yeah, just to get stuck in. I had to stop for like the last 3 years doing almost any social media besides YouTube because I just can't.
Oh, hey.
You can't, like I said,
same here, man.
Do better in life. can't run a business.
I know, I'm with you. Much. I don't even, no, I just mean in general social media. Yeah, I always am on my wife about it. I'm like, how can you, but anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, I'm with you on the social media thing. So don't worry. I get it. I really do.
My wife too. I had to where I put my foot down. I was just like,
no, seriously, it's coming to that point. Yeah. It's like, it's just sucking all your energy and time away. It's horrible. That's why I just can't sign off on that. And especially with like a kid now and she's doing it in front of him, he's going to start doing it. Oh, it just, bothers me. But what can you do? You can just do your best to kind of educate. But other than that, you know, it's free will. So.
Yeah, you got to keep each other honest. It's kind of like, yeah, we might not go to the gym, but if we get really fat, like we need to have a conversation.
Right. When it gets to that point, yeah, we just got to have. Exactly.
They're like, all right, I'm going to start buying scratchers. It's only going to take me an hour. I'm going to spend $50 every time, but you're spending fucking 4 hours a day. That's a lot more than an hour. That's more than $100.
Right.
But, and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and then all the stuff you're buying through there too, right, that you find on your Instagram or whatever. Exactly. Really it's just the time and energy that it takes from you, right? Like, instead of you doing something constructive, you're just staring at a phone, basically. Doom scrolling, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
right.
Nothing can, you get like hours of immediate gratification, and then it's like, all right, well, I work all day and you're at home with a baby. So the house needs to be semi-clean, and ideally there's like at least one meal a day being made. I get that you think that you're stuck at home, but I'm stuck at working, so like, can't pretend like your life is terrible just because you have to stop scrolling to do something real like this.
Exactly, but that's how they look at it sometimes. It's funny. You kind of have to relate to them in that way, right? Like, you understand, but at the same time, you got to have a reality check when it comes to that stuff, because it's just like disconnecting from reality really is all it is.
So,
but a lot of people like that these days. So, you said cost?
Yeah, what kind of, is, I don't know, I'm pretty on the fence about this.
Okay.
It's not a small amount.
What's gonna push you off the fence? Like, what is it that's holding you back? Exactly. Like, just be honest with me.
Well, it seems like it's like $700 or $800 to get started to do something that you're not quite sure what it's gonna do. So that's
$700 to $800? That's what another company quoted you?
I'm going off of the numbers that you guys gave me.
Oh, I was telling you, oh wow, I didn't even give you the pricing yet. That's funny. I thought we had already gone over that. I'm so sorry. Okay, so remember I said we were putting you in for the new in business credit, right? So actually you're looking at just $348. And then actually after that first month, that'll go down to $249 because the initial payment just includes your onboarding and programming, which includes the website. So actually you're looking at $249 is the recurring payment. But the initial payment would include the website, if that makes sense. That's why it's $348.
How long would that last?
The $249 is recurring no matter what. That we're going to grandfather you in with the credit, and you're staying at that until, you know, say you parted ways or whatever the case may be.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you're always at that. You're locked in. That's not going to change. And like I said, it's month to month, no contract, so you can cancel at any time. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's at least worth a shot, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's not $800.
Well, I mean, that's what your website kind of implies. So.
Right. That's, I know. I should have said that. I should have prefaced that by saying. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's the full pricing, obviously, without the credit. But what I quoted you does include the website.
So for the baseline to... This doesn't, like, come with any guarantees other than you're going to do what you said you do. Is it possible to, like, do 1 month for free and make sure
so we
that...
Don't. Typically, yeah, we don't typically do that because we don't do contracts, right? We do month to month, so you can cancel at any time. So you don't like it the first 30 to 45 days, right, for us getting set up, you can cancel at any time. The only guarantee that I give, because as you can see, I'm kind of more transparent about it. I'm not going to, like, use smoke and mirrors to make it seem better than what it really is. What I like to do is just go by the numbers, right? So using the same tracking system we have to track everything, I'll even just search for how many searches were done. And let's just say the last 30 days let's just try one of these keywords that you have here on, like, what particular service would you want to be found for more often, right? Like your bread and butter, so to speak.
Waterproofing. We do restoration, actually. So restoration would be great. Or
restoration.
Waterproofing, restoration, or remodel. That's.
Also, kitchen and bathroom remodel?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We actually don't do a lot of those. We do.
Oh, really?
We're stuck in like this commercial. I came from commercial construction, building like big buildings. So I took all of my contacts and created a business with them. So we do commercial construction where most guys started from the ground up wouldn't really know how to expand in the commercial, which means I don't.
Right.
Like, I didn't do a lot of kitchens and baths, but it can make it hard to sort of answer your question.
Yeah,
but I'm more interested in seeing what pops up if you do, like, Contractor Seattle. The name of my company was specifically chosen to maximize SEO, so it should make your job pretty fucking easy.
Got it. I was just going to say, you just made my job a whole lot easier. So, Contractor is going to be a very general one. That's a really good one, actually. Yeah, so let's just try Contractor. I'll do a 50-mile radius from – oh, yeah, by the way, what other would you have another address to use to put the ping from? We don't have to list it online if it's a home address.
I have an address in Bellevue.
Bellevue?
That's my apartment.
So let's,
yeah,
and then we'll just have it as a general area for the 50-mile radius and just not list your physical address so people don't know where you live. So we'll just try from Bellevue, right?
Yeah.
98006. 98006?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's try from there, 50 miles, Contractor. Yeah, I mean, there's about... Since, I mean, it's a general term, it's a lot. It's almost 3,000. It's 2,700 or so. So let's just say, here's where the example comes in. Let's just say 1% of those searches, right? We got you, right? That's on the low end, but this is still a lot. That's 27 solid calls, solid jobs, right, per month. That'll offset the price of this, no problem, right?
Can you do one for deck coding?
Deck coating?
Yep, or deck repair. Well, then it'll
deck repair would be a good one. Yeah. No, obviously that's why there's so many. Because you can have 15 keywords, so we can have contractor as one of them, but then we can also put, you know, waterproofing, restoration, remodel, all that stuff. So let's see, deck repair, looking at still pretty high, almost 2,000, like 1,700, going up on to 1,800, so still a lot. So that's eight. What's that? Let's round up 18 calls, 17 calls for that. I mean, this is obviously an example, but if we go by 1%, I find it very hard to believe it'd be any less than that, right?
Right.
That's a pretty low percentage, but still you get, that's a lot of calls still.
Well,
potential jobs.
I mean, not even technically potential. If you're, I'm trying to be optimistic, but on these types of decisions, you kind of
no, I get
but,
it.
So that's
no,
the
no,
only time somebody's
that.
Like Googling that. That doesn't
right. So between Google, between that's
more than they want.
Right, that's between Google and Facebook searches alone, is those numbers.
Yeah,
now
I'm
you'll also have
searches for that. Might not be ready to spend money yet, though. So that 1%.
Oh, also, of course, you'll get a mixed bowl for anything. Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah, no good
but
point.
If,
definitely.
If half of those people are might be ready to plan for it, then you're still at like 5 or 6.
Then
months,
yeah, for the
which is in
then for the first tournament. Example, we're looking at 27, so 10, 13, 14. The other one. Closer to, you know, 10. So still reasonable return, right? And that's what this thing is designed to do. It's just designed to pay for itself, essentially, right? The first month pays for itself, and everything after that is just profit. Because 250, I mean, if we get you a handful of jobs per month, that'll offset the price of this, no problem, right?
Yeah. So, I didn't know Google Guaranteed existed. Home Depot does one, Lowe's does one, Angie's List, Thumbtack.
Yeah, it's an interesting service, actually. That's one of our more popular ones now, because it's just starting to kind of gain more traction. So it's like pay-per-lead for people who have tried other pay-per-lead services in the past and kind of wondered, oh, what if you fix these kind of, you know, fundamental problems? You know, could it be much better? And with Google Guaranteed, it is.
So I guess how then, and I don't particularly want a super sales pitchy answer. I mean, this has been a fairly nice conversation, so I'll fuck it up.
Appreciate
but,
that.
That being said, I like sales calls because I can interpret them with X-ray vision, so to speak.
Right.
But what is the problem that people have solved with Google Guaranteed? Because, like I said, do better at life. You're still stuck. Like, all right, I Googled contractor. There's fucking 300 contractors. Now I'm sitting here on my computer. I'm going to click on the first 5, maybe. And then
maybe, yeah.
Judge them based off their website and or how fast I can get a hold of someone.
Or
reviews
or,
more than that,
right.
So I'm probably going to, like, decide to do business with one of them or not. And then you have some people
exactly.
who are like, well, I want to click to the third page automatically because I don't trust the first 2 pages. Find someone who's real and local close to me. And then you have this, like, rating system on Google. So outside of people just going to Angelus or Home Depot for this service, how exactly is Google figuring out how to make this a better process? Or is it really just catered? Obviously, you're not Google, so you don't have to have a perfect answer. But is it really just catered
for
people are like, I need this done, and I don't want to try as hard as it would take me to actually Google, like, 30 minutes to sit down and research all this shit? Is that the
right.
primary problem they're solving? Is just Google's version of it?
So basically, the main thing they're doing is making the leads more exclusive to you, and they're not going to let a lot of spam calls and stuff come through. They vet the calls, like, unbelievably well, right? So it's mainly, it's a lead generation service. The major benefit is the exclusivity. That just means that the lead's only shared with you, and not other companies, and you see it come through on your caller ID when they call. So you know it's an actual lead that's calling you. And you're not going to get charged if you don't,
Where you at?
Really? You can't hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Huh. Interesting. Hello?